Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program. BJ Rogers is with us. He's helping to direct the Iowa Celebration this weekend. It's part of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and it sounds like quite an event and quite a bit of work to put this all together. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those details and what folks will find when they attend this weekend in Des Moines. BJ, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much, Jim.
Very good. You're helping to get coordinated here and figure everything out and get this all planned. It sounds like quite a production. How much time do you spend in putting something like this together?
Well, we start several months out. In fact, sometimes it can be as much as 9 months to 12 months out, working with churches and with area ministries, letting everyone know about the not only the celebration, but also about all the preparation work that goes into it. Because one of the things we always want to make sure is that this is not just about a 1 or 2 or 3 day event. It's actually about a long-term investment in the community, as well as the church coming together and doing this type of work of evangelism and discipleship for years to come.
If anybody's seen any documentaries on how they prepare for, like, say, concerts, this is more than that.
That's correct. We don't look at ourselves as concert promoters. That's somebody else's work. What we do is we try to work with as many churches as possible to work in evangelism and discipleship, and to help churches, whether they're already doing that or not, do it even better. And so we want to be into the communities, working, building relationships, having churches work together in this work. And then the event comes and goes, but then there's a lot of follow-up and discipleship that has to occur for the next few weeks and months, and then moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the details. What will folks find? What will the experience be like for them when they attend in Des Moines this weekend?
Well, we're going to have some wonderful bands. We're going to have some top-selling Christian artists. We have C.C. Winans and The Afters and Flame and Skillet. And each night when people come, or if they come on Saturday morning, which we call our Kids Fest, it's going to be a celebration-type atmosphere. It's all open to everyone. It's free. It's family-friendly, and we just want people to come and enjoy the evening. It's very casual. Bring your friends. There's going to be some great music, as I said, some of these award-winning artists. And then there's going to be a special message each evening and each time by Will Graham. That's Billy Graham's grandson. He's going to bring a message of hope, and it's a time for everyone to come and just experience that, experience the joy of being together, hearing some great music, and hearing a good message of hope.
So will folks attend all the days? Will they attend parts of it, or kind of all of the above?
They can come as many times as they like. We have a service on Friday evening, then we have an event on Saturday night and Sunday night. The two on Friday and Saturday start at 7 p.m., and the one on Sunday night starts at 6. And Kids Fest is 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. It's got everything that kids would be excited about, all the fun houses and bouncy houses and face painting and all those kinds of things, and a great message as well in a video format that actually stars Will Graham, and he comes out afterwards and speaks to the kids as well and shares the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ with them as well. So yeah, it's really whenever they want to come. If they want to come all four times, that's certainly fine, and bring their friends with them.
Now, this is at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines, correct?
That is correct, Wells Fargo Arena. And if anybody has questions or would like to know more about the parking situation and where to go in and all those kinds of things, they can go to iowacelebration.com. That's iowacelebration.com, and there's an arrival guide there. There's a listing of when the bands are playing and everything that they would need to know.
All right. Well, folks who are familiar with that venue, who maybe have been there for concerts or ball games or different types of events and activities, know that it's a large venue. It seats plenty. I'm guessing you'll probably have some seating on the floor as well as up in the festival and the stadium seating there, too. You're expecting great crowds.
We're hoping to have room for everybody who wants to attend, and we're going to make that as possible as we can, and just allowing everyone to come in and enjoy the evening. And whenever they come, it's open to everyone.
And the cost for the event?
Again, it's all free. There is no charge, no ticket needed. All you have to do is show up and come in the doors.
Very good. Talk a little bit about the process here. You talk about putting this all together, but there's a process to all this, and it's not just a weekend event and then things are over. There's also a lot of outreach that goes on.
That's correct. We start working very early in helping churches begin to work together in doing a little bit more in the training area of evangelism and discipleship. The Billy Graham Association has always been involved in relational evangelism. So Sometimes people think it's all about a big stadium and lots of people coming and hearing a message, but it's really about churches and individuals in those churches working in their neighborhoods and just identifying those individuals that they have relationships with, whether they're their family members or friends, and sharing the good news of Christ with them and building those relationships that allow people to see that Christ does make a difference in our lives. So we start that very early in the process. We work with as many churches as possible to get them involved in that training. We do a three-week class called the Christian Life and Witness Course, which is, again, am I living an effective Christian life? How do I share my faith in Christ with others? And also, how do I disciple others? And then we work in other ways as well. We do a love and action projects where we go out and take a cup of cold water in Jesus' name out into the community, doing all kinds of different projects and allowing people to know that there's more to this than just a one-day event. And we just try to do everything we can to build the unity and the relationships among the churches to do this work for years to come.
Mm-hmm. You know, we often hear of different stories, perhaps the grandiose stories about, you know, a lost soul who has no place else to turn and suddenly finds something that gives them more of a sense of community and meaning in life. You know, those kinds of stories are wonderful, but what kind of people are you really trying to reach out to?
We're trying to reach out to anyone who is searching for their purpose, their meaning in life. The hope that we believe is offered most and most powerfully in the person of Jesus Christ, offering a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel is all about, and that's what Will is going to share. And so we just want anyone who's maybe they're looking for some purpose or meaning in relationships that they cannot find, or they're maybe they've got other issues going on in their life that are, they're having difficulty and pain or addictions or struggles. The gospel is for everyone, and each of us, including myself, have been to that place where we need to have that hope that only Jesus Christ can give us. And so we just want people to hear that good news and to get the opportunity to say yes to that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Well, the world is kind of a messed up place. It always has been because we are humans, and that's what we do. We kind of mess things up now and again. But when we're looking for direction, when we're looking for something that kind of helps to get us centered, you know, sometimes it's just right there in front of us.
Absolutely. And the thing is, God is looking for us. God is searching for us. God is inviting us. God is longing for us to return to that first love of our lives, which He desired and designed within us to have. And so God, through Jesus Christ, through His Son, is offering that relationship to everyone. And that's what this celebration is all about, the good news of Jesus Christ that's come into the world and has given us the forgiveness we're looking for, and also that relationship that we all need with our Creator.
Sure. Well, I'm sure everyone that attends will take something different home with them. They all have a different perspective, and they'll all take something a little bit different with them. But ultimately, are you hoping that it kind of expands? Is this just kind of the beginning of the outreach, the vines that reach out? It's not just you and your organization and churches reaching out, but it's individual people sharing that message once they leave the building.
Absolutely. One of the things that Dr. Graham always said was, he did not judge the success or the impact of the large celebrations he used to hold based on how many people attended. But what was happening in those churches and in those lives and in those neighborhoods 3, 4, 5 years and even further down the road? And so one of the things we want this to do is to work its way throughout the entire culture here, throughout Iowa, in a way that people not only hear the good news but also can go out and share it themselves. Go out and be that neighbor, be that friend, be that person that can share not only the good news, but also the love and the concern and the compassion that Christ shared with all of us. And so that's something we want to, it's not that it hasn't been happening already, but it's something we want to just make even better and stronger here for Iowa for years to come.
Sure. It's all about, it's a feel good. I mean, it's making you feel good about where you are, where you can be, and where you can go, and who you can affect.
Amen. That's exactly right.
I guess I'll take that job you just offered me then, right?
that'd be great. Everybody can do it.
Very good. Well, BJ, one more time, give them the details, times, all that kind of stuff they need to know here for this weekend and how they would get registered. Do they need to register?
No, there's no registration necessary. Again, the best place to go is iowacelebration.com. There you'll find information about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. It's 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and then 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday for Kids Fest. And again, go to iowacelebration.com. No tickets required, no registration required. You just show up. Bring your friends, bring your family. It's going to be a fun, exciting, and a very, we pray, impactful time for Des Moines and Iowa for years.
All right, very good. And again, as far as who should or who is eligible to show up, pretty much everyone. That's your decision.
Absolutely everyone. There's something for everyone, and there's no reason that someone should feel like they should be not able to come.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a lot of work putting all this together. There's a whole lot more that goes on behind the scenes than we realize to make something go off so well. We appreciate the hard work. BJ, thank you so much for the time here this morning, and best of luck this weekend.
Well, thank you so very much, and we do appreciate you, and we just love Iowa and know that the Lord does too.